And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
The Athletic.
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Football Briefing from The Athletic. It's Thursday, the 9th of May. I'm Mike Zimmerman, and on today's show, Real Madrid summoned their Champions League magic again.
Their 18th final will be the first at Wembley Stadium in London. The Spanish football royalty are heading for the Palace.
As Bayern collapsed late.
Had it not been for Manuel Neuer's mistake, which also came at the end of a wonderful goalkeeping performance, I think they would have got there.
And can Villa turn it around in Europe?
If they concede a third early on, that could be it and that could be nice.
This is the Daily Football Briefing with Mike Zimmerman.
There are some things you can't just have without the other. Batman and Robin, Bonnie and Clyde, Real Madrid, and the Champions League.
Vinicius Jr. Oh, it's come off Neuer! And Hossulu has equalised! Super sub! Awful error by Manuel Neuer! Squeezed into Rudiger. Great cross! Hossulu's done it again! He's offside! It's not going to count! No goal! It's being reviewed! How dramatic is this? Goal! It is the most sensational finish to a Champions League semi-final you can imagine. Except they always do it.
Real Madrid are heading to their 18th European Cup final in dramatic fashion. For most of the 90 minutes, it looked as though Alphonso Davies' stunner was going to send Bayern through. But as Real Madrid does, they found a way. Two late goals from 34-year-old Hossulu are sending Madrid to Wembley to face Borussia Dortmund in the final on the 1st of June. Incredible stuff. Dermot Corrigan, what is it about Real Madrid and this competition?
Yeah, that was never in doubt, really, was it? It got quite tense inside the stadium as the minutes ticked past. Bayern had scored that tremendous goal from Alphonso Davies against the run of play, probably. But they were wasting time. Tuchel was making defensive substitutions. Madrid didn't seem to be making a load of chances. Manuel Neuer was playing really well in goal for Bayern. There is just something about Madrid in the Champions League. They had the belief. They had, going to say, the good fortune. But, you know, they made their own look, I guess. Neuer had made a lot of saves. Then he made that mistake. But Joselu was on the spot. He was reacting quickest. He had that instinct to score. And from there, it was really, it just felt like a case of when Madrid were going to score again, if it was going to go to extra time or not. But it seemed like Madrid would win it. And quickly, they got that other goal. And yeah, Bayern didn't look like they were going to come back into it. They just looked shocked, understandably. Everybody's very happy, but it's just what happens here at the Bernabeu on big Champions League nights over the last couple of years anyway. Another Champions League final for Madrid and one step away from their 15th European Cup to extend the record even further. So pretty good night for Madrid.
And while Real Madrid celebrate, Bayern Munich will be kicking themselves. As the second half went on, Thomas Tuchel substituted three Bayern attackers, including Harry Kane. Hindsight is always 20/20, but it seemed those changes really shifted the momentum. Seb Stafford-Bloor is here to react. Seb, Bayern seemed to be one foot in the final and then slipped.
A really, really disappointing night for Bayern in the end, and primarily because they played so well. They were very disciplined. They frustrated Real Madrid for long, long periods. And actually, had it not been for Manuel Neuer's mistake, which also came at the end of a wonderful goalkeeping performance, I think they would have got there. And obviously, because of the sense of injustice with which the game ended, I think it might take a little bit of a while for the club to draw some of the positives that they deserve to take from the occasion. There were all sorts of encouraging moments. Alexander Pavlovic in central midfield played ever so well for an hour. Jamal Musiala again, a little bit quieter than he was in the first leg, but again showed everybody just what an exciting player he is. The task at hand hasn't really changed for the summer. This is a team that needs to rebuild. It needs to be regenerated. And there are big, big personalities and big egos that need to leave and need to be replaced by a group that can grow together. Nevertheless, this was, if ever such a thing exists for a club like Bayern Munich, this is kind of a good loss. This was a the opportunity to go out with some dignity and some grace. And they did that. And they were very, very narrowly beaten by one of the most talented Real Madrid sides. Well, certainly, according to Carlo Ancelotti, the most talented squad he's ever coached. And that really is saying something. And it's not in Bayern Munich's DNA to be satisfied with any kind of defeat. But I think this is one of those occasions where they might be.
And as most things do this season, it all leads back to the referees and VAR. In the dying moments of the game, Bayern appeared to score the equalizing goal.
Still hope for Bayern. Pumped in towards Mazraoui. Headed away by Rudiger. The flag's up.
It was a tight one.
Very tight.
He shouldn't have put his flag up, should he?
Furious look on the face of Thomas Muller.
And everybody's seen the replay. But he can't. The flag's gone up and they've stopped play.
The linesman put his flag up immediately and did not wait for the play to continue. The referee then blew his whistle as soon as the flag went up. It appeared as though Leroy Sané, who made the play for the ball, was onside during the build-up. But because of the whistle, VAR was not able to intervene. Thomas Tuchel spoke after the game and was certainly not happy.
To raise, to have the balls, to have the guts, to raise the flag in a situation like this is a huge, huge call. And it's a wrong call. The referee has the chance when he sees that we win the second ball and we win the rebound and we get a shot away within 5 seconds. He has the chance not to whistle. He takes the decision to whistle. It's against every rule. I'm sorry. We accept. We lost. It is what it is, but that would not have happened on the other side.
Make sure to follow along on The Athletic for all the fallout from that decision.
You're listening to the Daily Football Briefing from The Athletic.
On to tonight, where Bayer Leverkusen look to make history in their Europa League semi-final second leg against Roma. A win tonight would set a European record with 49 games unbeaten in a row. They hold a 2-0 advantage from the first leg in the Italian capital. But Roma are no stranger to playing the role of spoiler. Just ask Lionel Messi in Barcelona. Can they repeat past European magic against the unbeaten Leverkusen? Here's James Horncastle on this week's Totally Football Show, European edition.
Roma go to Leverkusen looking for a Romantada of the sort that we saw in 2018 when they overcame Barcelona after losing 2-0 at the Camp Nou. They won 3-0 at the Stadio Olimpico, Manolas, Peter Drury, and all that, the Greek god in Rome. This is different, obviously, because they're not playing at home. The second leg, they're playing away, and they are going away to a team that is still undefeated in 48 games in Bayer Leverkusen. So to score 2 or 3 goals on them without reply would be a quite incredible achievement. De Rossi saying that he believes, even though Paulo Dybala went off injured in the 1-1 draw with Juventus on Sunday night, Roma have only won one of their last 5 games, which was that short 20-minute game against Udinese, which Brian Cristante won at the death. Roma certainly were outplayed in parts against Leverkusen on last Thursday, particularly shortly after conceding the goal, which Rick Karsdorp gifted to them. But they did have chances themselves. You know, Brian Cristante glancing header from a corner kick, the sort that he scored to win the game against Udinese. You have Azmoun 1v1 as well. You had Tammy Abraham right at the death, missing a sitter, as he did against Juventus in stoppage time on Sunday. So let's see if they can reach the Europa League final.
The winner of that tie will play the winner of Atalanta versus Marseille, who are level on 1 goal apiece. England's last remaining club in the European competitions this season has a heavy task ahead of them tonight. Aston Villa were upset at home last Thursday, falling to Olympiacos 4-2 at Villa Park in the first leg of the Europa Conference League semi-final. Olympiacos is hoping to become only the second Greek side to play in a European club competition final. So, can Unai Emery and Villa flip the script in Greece? Jacob Tanswell sets the scene for us.
For once in Conference League, Villa aren't the favourites, you know, because of their first leg and the emphatic victory. Obviously scoring 4 goals at Villa Park is no mean feat from any side, especially Olympiacos. It'll be really interesting to see how Olympiacos approach it, and that will probably decide how Villa play. It's really important for Villa that they don't just go searching for it. I know they're 2 goals down, but if they concede a third or, you know, 3-goal deficit early on, that could be it, and that could be night. So it'll be a really big game. It's going to be key to managing the atmosphere, and it's really important that Emiliano Martinez is back fit. There's a few doubts regarding his hamstring injury still. But if he's fit, then Villa wouldn't mind taking it as a penalty, because obviously his record's incredible. But it'll be a hard evening. It'll be a taxing evening on players that are physically at the end of their, you know, physical cycle, really, this season. They've played about 55 games, some of them, each. So it'll be a really tough game, but it could be a really good European night as well for Villa.
Thanks, Jacob. And the winner between Villa and Olympiacos will play Fiorentina in the Europa Conference League final.
Oh, he's pointed to the spot. Nzola went for the header. The referee says penalty. And Fiorentina have the opportunity from the spot kick. All square. This to change all that. A huge moment. Here comes Beltran. And scores! That could be a crucial penalty.
A late penalty was the difference as Fiorentina topped Club Brugge 4-3 on aggregate. Europa and Conference League action tonight can be seen on TNT in the UK and Paramount Plus in the US. That's all for today's Daily Football Briefing. I've been Mike Zimmerman with executive producer Ian McIntosh. Tim Spears will be with you tomorrow. In the meantime, have a great day.
The Athletic.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.